Hey, Brian, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm assuming you got my voicemail.
No, I haven't checked your voicemail. I was in a meeting, and I saw that you called while I was in the meeting, so I just reached out right away. What did your voicemail say? I apologize.
So I got a text from you this morning that said they were going to be reaching out to finish up
Correct.
The Google verification.
Correct.
And they did reach out, but I missed it. Came from a weird number.
1-877,
but
they haven't reached out yet. They have not reached out yet.
I got a call from someone named Sherry from Local Splash.
Oh, wait, yes, Sherry is with Local Splash. Yes, she is. And she is the PV code person.
Okay. Yeah, she said, I need to get that code if you got it in the mail. But I already sent you the code. I don't know if you didn't get it through the email.
I did get it. It's 52678, and I had tried to input it, and it tells me the code is invalid, hence why I need client support to contact you and see why the code is invalid.
Okay,
yeah.
I see. She just asked me if I got the code yet. I didn't know that. Okay, but I missed her call, so is there any way you could, like, do a note for him to call me again?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So she's with the PIN verification team, and I'm going to reach out to her right now and make sure, see what's going on. Because
she called from like a 770 number, and I didn't recognize it, so I usually don't answer.
Right. Right. Yeah.
That's what happened there.
I appreciate you letting me know. And then just to touch base, before you were sending me some information from somebody named Neil.
Yeah, your people called me about that. You told me to, if I got any, like,
weird
spam or spam
yes.
emails
okay,
trying
perfect.
To sell me things.
Okay, perfect.
And, yeah, so he was, I think he was trying to sell me, and I've gotten, like, 15 calls since, not from him, but just different people trying to sell me Google advertising and Google clicks and Google this and Google that, website stuff. It was too many for me to keep sending you, so I just kind of ignore them.
You can go into the dashboard and you can eliminate them as well yourself. You can block
okay.
them yourself. Yeah. Okay.
Some of them are emails that are coming from, I guess, from seeing the website that we put up or whatever. But the calls, some of the calls aren't coming from the number that you, made for us.
Okay.
But they are still coming and saying, you know, they're talking about Google. And so I just assume they're getting our, you know, their spam calls from the way we set all this up.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that's
mm-hmm.
your guys' fault or anything, but I know if they're not coming from that number, I don't know how they're getting my number. Because when that number calls, it shows me that number. But, you know, it shows me the default number we picked when the call comes through.
Okay.
It doesn't show me their numbers with what they call from. I have to go on the dashboard to see that number.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But they're not calling from that number. They're calling my own. They're calling from their own number, which means it's not coming from your guys' default dashboard number that you made.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how they're getting.
Where else
do
you have
your
phone number out there, though? Do you have it on like Angie's or Home Advisor or anything like that? Do you have your own number out there? Any of those places?
Yeah, I do. I do have it out there, but I just assumed it was because they're all calling about Google, and I've never gotten a call anything to do with Google until now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's no big deal. I just
cool.
It might not be from that. It was too many though. I got two yesterday, and a couple of them have claimed to have been involved with you guys. So I never know. I've been
then you
hanging
just
up
ask
on them
for
and stuff.
The, yeah, if they claim to be involved with us and you're not positive that they are, then you just ask for that security question.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's why we set
well,
that up.
What was my security question again? Do you remember?
Let
or
me
do
look
you see it on
I
there?
I can look in billing. Your mother's maiden name.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, then I guess I'll just wait for them to call me again about that code.
Yes, and I sent a notice to Sherry that you didn't answer the call because the call didn't come from our 877 number, and I'm going to notify management of that as well. That way we have that on the books to let them know that we might be missing things because it's not confirmed.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I have that number saved under your name, so if they call from it, I'll see it.
Okay.
But that number that called me, it was like a local number, like 513-770. It's like a Mason number, so I was like,
yeah,
must be a customer, so I didn't answer it.
Okay.
But anyways, I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Brian, anytime.
I did want to ask, I wanted to ask you about when we start to set up the payment integration stuff.
Because
the website looked like it's pretty much done as far as what your guys were going to do. So
okay.
I don't know what, where to
I'll
go
I'll send
from
a notice over to Steve to see about the payment integration as well and see what it is that they need from you. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your time. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.